This audio experience was brought to you by Courage Media Group. We hope that you enjoy this audio experience and have the time of your life. Tejan talks about entrepreneurship, animation, movies, genres, news, and more. Enjoy the audio experience with Tejan. What is going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of The Red and Yellow. Today we'll be talking about TikTok, and it's back and again with the headlines. It's all over the place dealing with right now. It used to be in two different type of scandals where Trump was trying to get rid of it early on, but now it's in a new scandal where and I say scandal because we really don't know what's going to happen. Recently, China made some new rules about the sale of apps and different software types. So when they made this rule, it basically prohibits the sale without items without Chinese consent. So basically, the Chinese government has to say it's okay for TikTok to be sold, and the U.S. government also has to give approval for the sale of this app. And I don't know if this has ever been done before with something so controversial, especially with an app that kids are on. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just so big. Never have I ever seen like Facebook have to deal with the sale of itself or different parts of itself inside of China or Taiwan or something like that. And Google's never had to deal with that either. So this is like the first app that ever in popular news has to deal with being banned multiple times. It's just so crazy. Right here, CNN Business is detailing all the deals and constructs and how much is going to be. But the thing is, TikTok was initially going to sell like only the TikTok division. It's still that deal. It was going to sell the TikTok division initially. Well, not sell it. It was supposed to go ahead and just have everything moved over into America, like a calm move over. TikTok do it on its own. China said, no, you can't leave without our consent. So then they were like, well, we have to sell it because Trump said that, no, we have to sell it. It has to be in American soil. It has to be owned by an American company. That's the only way that this app can be moved over into America. So everybody's like, whoa, that's crazy. I don't want this to happen, you know. So the controversy kind of died down because it didn't disappear. There was a little scare when everybody's views and likes disappeared on the same day that it was supposed to get deleted. So everybody's like, goodbye, guys. And even the live stopped happening because there was a whole glitch that happened on the same day it was supposed to disappear. So now we see that TikTok has to jump through a whole lot more hurdles in order to get into America. So when China prohibited the sale, it said it made some new rules where only apps can move if they say so. And the U.S. government also said the same thing. They said, well, the only way you can go ahead and get your app over here is if you sell it. So now there's a double standard. So even though Oracle has confirmed its deal with TikTok, with the owner of ByteDance, they just won the bid for, you know, whether it's the most money or the most lucrative deal, whether they keep their longstanding traditions in the company, however that deal goes, because they haven't detailed the inner workings of the deal. So the fact that Oracle is dealing with this again, well, not Oracle, but TikTok is dealing with this this ban scandal again, is just kind of crazy. So the details on owner, Oracle is going to try to buy TikTok. But like I said, there's still the double standard. There's still the barrier of entry where the U.S. government has to approve it, and then the Chinese government has to approve it. But if neither of them say yes, then that sale drops through, and TikTok might actually be banned, whether it's on the 15th of tomorrow, of the recording of this video or later on, because there is details inside of it that it was supposed to be 30 days past the other time, and it was in August, I think. So 30 days past that date, it had until then, and Trump said the 15th, but some other news sources are saying September 20th. Some other news sources are saying September 29th. A lot of people on TikTok are having a lot of hope that nothing will happen, because this has already happened twice. And it's a high likelihood that it could happen where they do force it. And there's other sources saying that they can't force the they can't force the ban on Google and Apple. But the thing is about that, I highly doubt that Google and Apple will refuse the government itself, especially since they enforce the whole ban on Chinese-made phones like Oppo and Huawei. Any phones that was made by outside, they cannot have the Google store on it. So if TikTok is banned on the App Store or banned on the Google Play Store by the U.S. government orders, I'm pretty sure that Google will pretty much comply. It's pretty quick and easy. But the history of Oracle is Oracle hasn't really done much in the last few years. They're not big. As far as I know, Oracle created JavaScript and many of the bases for the internet as we know it. But they're not really innovators of great monstrous things since that. You know, if you look up Oracle, you'll see that they are just a web company where I believe they also have Opera Mini, Opera web browser under them. I'm not too sure about that one. Yeah, Oracle.com owns Java, which is basically the built, basically the infrastructure of most of the internet. So, you know, back in the day, back in when Windows 7 was a big deal, you had to keep on updating JavaScript in order for this website and that website to work. And if you didn't update that website, then you couldn't see the website. So Oracle basically is a small backbone that the internet is built on, but they haven't really innovated much since then. So it's like, what does Oracle want with the thing? There's some rumors, and I'm going to say rumors because I haven't confirmed it with myself, that the Oracle owner, Oracle maintains ties. This is from CNBC. Oracle maintains ties to the U.S. government. CEO Safra Catz was a part of the Trump administration's transition team. The Elson hosted a fundraising event for Trump's election campaign. It's also ties with Democrats and da-da-da-da-da. So basically, Oracle will probably be the most reliable in helping this transition, because they in ties with the U.S. government. But I don't think the Chinese government would like that, so I don't know if this thing will play out the way everybody's thinking. So even though this deal is confirmed, Oracle has a huge leverage being with the U.S. government compared to Microsoft and Facebook, because actually the U.S. government really distrusts Facebook, so Facebook wouldn't even be a part of the equation. And stuff like that. So I just hope everything works itself out, especially since I like TikTok. I use it a lot. I make content over there. Some people have probably came over from TikTok. So hello to you. Thanks for coming. But yeah, this is just amazing. So if TikTok does get shut down, make sure you know there are small alternatives that probably are a little bit worse than TikTok's way of doing things. But Instagram Reels has been updating their software. They actually are trying to put Reels on the home screen, so when people scroll through, they can find it. So I think that's a huge advantage, because nobody's using Reels. And when I say nobody's using it, I mean creating for it. So if you're creating for it, you have a huge advantage over anybody else because nobody's posting stuff on there. Same thing with IGTV. They're putting those videos in the search bar. You'll just see them as a portrait, a very small portrait row within your thing, like how they usually do, like your friend's stories. Sometimes you'll scroll down on Instagram and you'll see your friend's stories in little bubbles, and it'll point you to try to look at those real quick. So Microsoft lost out on the deal with TikTok. But like I said, if you're trying to transition away from TikTok, just in case it does get banned, because there's still a highly likelihood that it could get banned. You got Instagram Reels, you have Byte, and for some reason, a lot of the new generation of iPhone users like Likey. I don't really care for Likey, but you know, a lot of people care for Likey. I might as well go ahead and check it out. I might give you my full review on Likey and how to use it, because it might be beneficial for your business or for your entrepreneur endeavors. So I'll move on to the next topic. So as many of you guys know, Apple's rule is law. Nothing goes without Apple's say. And that's what it seems with Apple's battle with Epic. So recently, if you don't know, Apple had a battle with basically Epic. So Epic sued Apple and said they're hindering them from making money. They're not making as much as they should be. Is discriminatory practice between this platform and that platform, because they allowed this one to go on instead of Epic's game store. Apple blocked the Epic Store's app on the iPhones because it circumvented their rules for the App Store and everything. There's a whole debacle. So it's like Apple doesn't like to play by anybody else's rules and wants everybody to play by their own ecosystem, whether it's to keep everybody safe or because it actually makes them lose money. So they actually made their rules strict beforehand and kicked out all apps that were basically featured on the App Store that had gaming on it, except for their own. Now, if you think about that, that's kind of weird, because Apple has its own gaming service that allows other games to be played, and also through the cloud for some of them. And Apple kicked off anybody else that was competition, that being xCloud, Game Cloud, Steam, and all that. They kicked out any other game app that had that has other games that you could play in the cloud. So they relaxed their rules Friday, according to this Exos this thing, you know, the article. So according to this article, under the rules, they changed it Friday. Apple said companies like Google Stadia, Microsoft can offer a single catalog of all their games as long as the games are individually available on Apple for review for customers to download. So basically what that means is, if that game is already on the App Store, then that game can be on the Google Stadia and Google Cloud. So it's still restrictive, but basically, if that game's on the App Store, that game can be inside their catalog of games. Apple said it would not take a cut of online services that are offered by one individual to another, potentially easing concerns from Airbnb that Apple would demand a cut of online experiences. So even though many of you probably don't know that Apple, when Epic has sued Apple, a lot of other companies came out and said that Apple was trying to take a cut of their earnings and their online sales because they were hosted on the App Store. Now, whether you believe this is right or wrong, it is a hefty fine to take 30% of app purchases and 30% of the sales made through the app. You know, because then you got to pay the Apple tax plus the Apple store, because the developers already have to pay a yearly fee for being on the Apple App Store, and then they have to pay 30% if they make in-app purchases. Now, the way that most of them do it, they offer these services inside the app, and people pay for them, and they don't have to pay a huge cut of everything without the app's permission and all that. Now, this is probably all coming up with the updates with the new iPhone and the new Xbox and new PlayStation. Like, basically everybody's coming out with their stuff, and Apple doesn't want to be left in the dust. And that's how I see it. They don't want their own app gaming thing to be crushed out by xCloud games and Stadia games and stuff like that. But I don't think that Apple has anything to worry about. Nobody uses Stadia. Although Stadia came in, it was supposed to be revolutionary. Some people bought into it for a year and stuff like that. But nobody wants to use it because of the way that they have presented themselves and basically fell back. They fell back on the promise. So the Google Stadia thing is kind of dead. Microsoft xCloud might be a contender for that against the Apple thing, mainly because Microsoft is actually working really, really hard on the xGame Cloud. And according to them, it should be, ready to go when it launches fully. Because right now, I believe it's still in beta-ish. Like, people can still use it to play their Xbox games from far away and stuff like that. But, it's still somewhat in beta. It's supposed to launch right next to the Xbox One S and all that. If you're an app developer, just be wary of the Apple tax. And if you're on Google, then you can kind of get around that. But, you always get more exposure on the stores that are already pre-installed inside somebody's phone or computer. So that's it for today, guys. Thank you for sticking around. It's a privilege to go ahead and talk to you guys. So I just thank you for hearing my thoughts and opinions. And you guys just stay awesome. Stick around.
We hope you enjoyed this audio experience. More is on the way, so make sure you subscribe and follow on all social media. Found at Courage Media Group on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, and more. Follow Courage Media wherever you can, and make sure you have the time of your life.